Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse. Can I get you another drink? You probably need it to get through the next part of my little tale. I believe I have already told you about how Madame Fluffy, Edwin Poole, and Aloysius Gout utilized their incredible herd of goats to make Arabella and Christabel's wedding ceremony an event to remember. However, despite the remainder of the wedding being very memorable, it was perhaps not in the way that the brides had hoped.
Hello and welcome to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle. My pronouns are she, her. And today we are continuing our game of Corporate Overgoats, which was designed by Morgan Jay for the RPG Writers Workshop and sees our players running their very own live goat experience, in this case, at a wedding. But before we go any further, I must introduce our wonderful and talented players, starting with Helen.
Hello, everyone. This is Helen. My pronouns are she, he, and they. And my character is called Madame Fluffy.
Fantastic. And Pip?
Hi there. I'm Pip Gladwin. I pronouns he, him. And I will be portraying the character of Edwin Poole.
Fabulous. And Ben?
Hello, I'm Ben Meredith. Pronouns he, him. And this time I will be inhabiting the role of Aloysius Gout.
I love the escalation of that. Perfect. So last time we left off, the wedding guests had moved down to the beach for a lovely drinks reception after the ceremony and the sketching of the wedding party. And one of your small duck-sized goats was making its way towards Bang Bang McSplosion, the owner of many explodable things all over their body. And the goat looked ready to strike with a well-placed kick. So, what do you want to do about that?
Oh, so conflicted. It's not for Edwin to take this goat's agency away.
Yeah.
If this goat wants to kill itself, then who is Edwin to stand in the way?
Didn't take him for a libertarian, but yeah, no, fair enough.
And you're currently at stage 4, so you are just one point into chaotic.
So we need to tame.
If you want to keep it near the center, you want to make them tame.
I mean, if we were playing to win, which
you if know. You're playing to win, but you can always make things more chaotic.
That's true.
And you can use one of your herd traits to add a +1 to your roll if you wish.
I think the roll I would like to make here, tame wise, is for small, because what can this goat possibly do? It is my belief that there is nothing dangerous this goat could inflict upon this person by kicking it with its tiny hooves. So
yes, you need an 8 in order to make the goat more tame.
Okay. Well, we're on a real streak here, guys. So
okay.
So long may it continue. Oh, good. 7.
Oh!
The first failure of the special.
That's it.
First failure. Right at the start of episode 2. All right. So, my CEO, corporate evil overlord, eyes are gleaming as this goat, with surprising strength and accuracy, kicks its little back leg directly on one of the dangling grenades that is hovering above Bang Bang McSplosion's boot. From a short leather strap, and kaboom, it goes off and it sets off a chain effect of explosions throughout Bang Bang McSplosion's body. Luckily, Bang Bang McSplosion is also wearing very bulletproof clothing underneath, which you couldn't see underneath all the explosives, but it is quite the firework display. And Bang Bang Explosion was not wearing any bulletproof material on their face or hands, so there is quite the burning going on.
Oh no.
And they are screaming, they are surprisingly alarmed by the thing they love so much.
So where is that push? Where is that fail has pushed us to 5 on the chaos table? Because it was a failure of a tame roll. Is that how it works?
I believe so.
Now, most important question: to protect our investments, how is the goat?
Can someone please roll me just a luck check? So 1 to 3, the goat is injured or harmed in some way, and 4 to 6, the goat is fine.
6.
Six. Hey. The goat is perfectly fine. Not a scratch on it. It's quite remarkable.
Edwin falls to his knees having witnessed this miracle. Just backlit by fireworks, just on the beach, weeping.
As we all know, a goat's defense mechanism is to wrap itself in its own tongue, like a protective shell.
Oh.
Like a protective flesh cocoon that it can then bounce away from. A classic goat trait, of course. Yes.
The goats in this universe are wonderful and bizarre creatures.
They're very strange.
But of course, in this world, they're completely normal. That's just how goats are.
It's just classic goat things.
Yeah, just goat things. A Tumblr page in this world. Yes, poor Bang Bang Explosion, alive but severely injured, is being comforted by Christabel, their best friend. And Christabel's going, aww, "You'll be all right, love." And that's pretty much all she has to say on the matter. Bang Bang is weeping and saying, "My beautiful explosives, they've betrayed me. How can I ever look a stick of dynamite in the face again?" And Christabel's like, "No, I don't think it. I think it's one of those goats, wins it? Was it your fault? It's one of them goats. Do your characters want to do anything about this slander?"
I mean, the only angle I'm stuck on is, like, if you will cover yourself in bombs, what the hell do you think's going to happen? I don't think that will get us many, like, that. I don't think that'll help the situation.
Yeah, it is a very good point, but not one that will be received well.
Yeah, no.
You're not wrong.
Now is not the time.
I think that Madame Fluffy will not intervene, because much as she loves goats, she also admires Aloysius Scout's approach and will have looked sidelong at him and be like, is he going to, okay, then I will, okay, he knows best.
He's thinking hard about how to try and spin this into, like, more money, but struggling.
You can either solve this with your words and sales techniques, or you can send in more goats. That's another option open to you.
Solve it with goats.
Right, that's it. I know what we've got to do. Activate Protocol 12.
Which is, on command, the goats will, like 12 goats, will roll themselves up in their tongues and just bounce around people in a nice little procession and then unwrap themselves and just scream. Adorably, of course.
Nice. Are you making a pitch that this is tame?
This is definitely a tame roll.
Yeah, nice. Incredible. All right, give me a tame roll with a +1 tongue, they're also screaming. So
I will take tongue and scream.
Tongue and scream.
There's nothing in the rules saying you can't have more than +1 on a roll.
The tongue and scream is an excellent, like, dodgy pirate pub name.
I like it. Isn't this going to be quite difficult, this roll?
You need a 9. You need to roll a 9 to get this.
But I do have a +2, so I'm effectively rolling on a 7. So I rolled a 13.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow.
Please describe to me how your vision for how these goats enact Protocol 12 comes to life.
So I feel like, the satellite in GoldenEye, we must all engage in the activation phrase, which is a little whistle, at which point our crack squadron of 12 performing goats wrap themselves in their tongues and bounce towards the target, being, I think it was Christabel Grenadier?
Yes.
And Bang Bang Explosion. And they will bounce around them in a little circle. And then while they're confused and off kilter from these little rolling balls of pink flesh, they all spring forth on their little hind legs, wave their forelegs in the air, and just scream. Adorably, though, you know, everyone's like, "Aww, look at these little guys. They're just little guys.
Just little guys, little dudes."
They wouldn't sabotage anyone's explosives.
Yeah, and absolutely. There is even a polite round of applause from the onlookers as they see this marvellous display of goatmanship. You are now back at stage 4.
DEFCON 4.
DEFCON 4, you just need an 8 to make your goats more tame. At this point, you spot someone who is a latecomer to the party, someone coming up in a rowboat from their pirate ship. It is someone in a very well-tailored waistcoat and trousers, and with a very beautiful rapier at their side. This is Sandy Bell. You have heard there is actually a bar in Edinburgh called Sandy Bell's. That's where I got this from. This person is, in fact, Christabel's ex.
The drama.
Oh, no.
Which does mean that if they had ended up getting together, she would have been Christabel Bell's.
Yes. Depending on who took whose surname.
Well, that's true, yes.
Yes, this Sandy Bell gets out of the rowboat and heads on over to the happy couple to offer their well wishes, one would assume. Do you want to do anything at this stage, or do you want to see how it plays out?
Would we assume that? How are they looking like they've come to wish anyone well?
They're looking stony-faced. Mm. They're not looking celebratory in any way.
Oh dear, oh dear. Madame Fluffy is not going to get involved. This seems like a personal matter.
We are but humble goats people.
Yes. If they decide to have a battle to the death, that's not our fault.
And it also rocks.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's the kind of thing you want to happen at a wedding, at a pirate wedding.
True.
But we'll see how this plays out.
Sandy makes their way over to Arabella and says, well, fancy seeing you here. And Arabella's like, oh, Sandy, I thought we'd parted ways for good last time we spoke. And Sandy says, well, if you steal my woman, you're never gonna get out from my sight. And she draws her rapier and points it directly at Arabella's throat.
Oh no!
If one of the brides is dead, it's...
It's not gonna be good.
Not good PR for the company.
But...
How are they gonna spin this to blame this on the goat people?
That's true.
But does one of the brides being dead... Is that technically sabotaging the wedding?
Purple Bill would be like, well done for doing that, I guess.
Well done for letting that happen. What a tangled web we weave.
Madame Fluffy is a pacifist, which is why her unionized goats were able to get rid of her so easily. I would like to use the carry away sins thing to literally carry away Sandy Bell on a tide of goats.
Amazing. I love that so much. And presumably that is a tame role because they're wanting to calm things down.
Yeah, because they'll have to be acting in concert. And
I'd say there's an argument to be made for adding many to that as well. We do have many of these tiny goats to create a sort of like to crowd surf this person away with.
Yeah, you can add a +2 to this and you're trying to hit an 8.
Okay. Well, hopefully this will be a good roll. 9.
Hey.
Yeah.
Huzzah.
All right, you're now at stage 3, back to 7, back to the middle, where it's nice and safe.
We're doing so well. I'm so impressed with us.
Well, that's it. So downward spiral from now, don't
you? Jinxed it now. So can you please describe to me, Helen, how these goats managed to sweep Sandy Bell away along with all their sins?
You know that scene in Return of the King where all of the green ghost people surge an Oliphant to sort of bring it down? That, but with goats and an annoyed pirate.
All right, amazing. Yes, Sandy Bell is submerged in a sea of goats and is brought to their knees. And they're miraculously, their rapier is ripped from their hand and carried away by some goats.
Oh no, the goats are armed.
Yeah, the goats are armed now.
The massive goats now have a single sword.
Yeah. It does take 3 of them to wield it, but it's there nonetheless. And Arabella lets out a shocked cry and goes, oh my goodness, well, it seems like your goats have saved the day once again. This is quite wonderful. Thank you so much. And she gestures to tear away Tilly, her first mate, who is an incredibly buff woman, absolutely bulging biceps, who rests Sandy Bell from this sea of goats and takes her over to the local jail to be kept for now. They may be dealt with additionally after the ceremony, but for now it is time to celebrate and ignore the more thorny aspects of past relationships. It is coming to the end of the drinks reception. Guests are mingling, they are petting goats, they are enjoying the canapes. As the drinks reception comes to an end, the jail is actually relatively close by to the beach, because when pirates come in, you want to be able to lock them up quick sharp. Even in a rowdy town such as this, there might be a particularly naughty pirate that needs to be locked up. You can see that a small cabal of the goats are making their way over to the jail with the rapier.
Oh no.
And potentially considering picking the lock on this jail and letting Sandy Bell free.
Secessionists from the herd?
These are not happy with how things are going, or just perhaps want to see more chaos. You can't know the mind of a goat. It is unknowable.
You can't, it's true. How many goats would you say are currently locked up in this jail?
As in goats that were previously locked up before
we got here. Yeah, goats that aren't involved in our herd. Any goats locked up? Any goats in that jail at all?
I would say, because that is fun, there is one large goat, one normal size in inverted commas goat.
Which, of course, for this world is the size of a horse.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
It's a horse-sized goat.
Yeah. It's a horse-sized goat. That is correct. How wrong of me to think any other way. It is a horse-sized goat standing in one of the cells, taking up most of the room in that cell, chewing on just like a piece of tin that someone has carelessly thrown in there.
I mean, this noble creature must be freed. I don't know if that means I shouldn't roll.
Yeah, I think you want to direct the goats to set their fellow goat free, okay, rather than set Sandy free.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes, that makes perfect sense.
I would be very happy for this to be a chaotic roll. Like, yeah, setting a goat free.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah,
and also the goat's in jail. It must have done something to annoy the townspeople. So it's obviously, it's a goat with mischief in its heart.
But before we do this portentous roll, I think it is time to take a short break. And we're back. It is now time to see if this incredible feat of setting a horse-sized goat free comes to pass, or whether the goats betray your trust and set free the dangerous pirate Sandy Bell. So please make me a roll. You need a seven. And do you have any pitches for the herd traits to add?
Now, we're picking a lock. We're picking a lock with a rapier, I guess.
Very, very, very sharp rapier, I suppose. That's what I'm saying, and I'm sticking to it.
I think we've got this is a group of goats, right? So we've got a bunch of them are kind of supporting the sword, going kind of into the lock, trying to manipulate the tumblers, and I think another one is going to bring its mouth up to the lock and scream directly into it to kind of, like, you know, vibrate the mechanism inside.
Oh, like a sonic screwdriver, but a goat.
Precisely, Maddie, precisely.
Excellent. I'm glad we're on the same page.
5, 6, 7, 8, that's a 9.
Wonderful. Yes, the goats do precisely as you want, and they set free this majestic horse-sized beast, which bursts forth and starts singing. If a goat could be described as singing, it is a strange melody. It is an eldritch song of deep waters and tentacled beasts, and everyone is enraptured and somewhat mesmerized by this strange entity that has burst its way upon the party. And you start to realize why it was locked up. It is some kind of horror beast from the depths that has disguised itself as a goat and brought itself among you. So
we are now in the nightmare scenario, because we are going to have to fight both one horse-sized goat and 100 duck-sized goats. That's the unwinnable situation.
Edwin is fully supplicating himself before this horse-sized goat.
This was like Edwin's destiny.
Like, just pledging his soul to it. Just immediately pledging his soul to it.
I think at this point, this eldritch goat is trying to enchant some of the wedding guests to just walk into the sea. Just walk in.
Oh, well, we can't have that.
So what would you like to do about that? You don't know what the intention is. You don't know whether the Eldritch Court will let them live in the sea or if it's just... You have no idea what this terrible beast has in store for these people, but they're just walking in and presumably you want your party guests to stay in the party.
I would like to use Scream in order to raise the alarm, because these are just party guests, but I'm assuming that there is like a local constabulary and or an adventuring party and or, you know, people who can fight a horse-sized eldritch goat from the depths.
Yeah. And most of these people are pirates and are armed to the teeth,
Call the pirate cops.
Yeah.
Basically, I would like to activate the goats to... it's a call to arms.
Great.
Via goat scream.
Fabulous. Is this a tame or a chaotic role, do you think? Because we're currently on the chaotic end of the spectrum.
We're on four.
But we are
right?
trying to corral a chaotic element by doing a call to arms.
Yeah, I think it's probably tame.
Nice.
Because
so
we're appealing to law and order.
Nice, yes.
Even if they are pirates.
Wonderful. So that is an 8 that you need to hit for this.
Oh, no.
Ha!
That's a 6.
There we go.
Yes.
Told you.
Yes.
It's all coming together.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I've been keeping track of the chaos meter correctly, but I believe that we are now, in fact, at stage 5, and you need a 9 to make your goats more tame currently. So you are dangerously close to stage 6 and then the absolute chaos of failure, which is dear to our hearts. The screams of the goats are not heeded as the guests just assume it is more of their charming antics.
Oh no.
And so these guests start to just walk into the sea and disappear under the waves, possibly never to be seen again, who knows? The Eldritch Horror Goat stampedes forward and attempts to headbutt Arabella, one of the brides.
Arabella is the one who is not covered in explosives.
Yes, that is correct. Just wearing classic sexy pirate lady clothes. Because she is an NPC of mine.
Well, it's not going to be me. I feel like I've sort of I've taken myself out of the game a little bit at this point.
Became a cultist.
Just do goat stuff now.
That's okay. You can become, if you want, you can act against the others of us. You are now enthralled to the Eldritch Goat. I was wondering if we could use tongue to start to... This is such a stupid idea, but maybe we could use tongue to start licking up the sea to try and find the guests who have just walked into it.
That is something that you can do. There is also the goat stampeding towards the bride, but both of those are problems.
That's none of our business.
Goats consume the sea.
Ben, what was your idea? Because that might be more feasible.
I was going to get our goats to carry away the sins by being small of this big goat. And effectively, in the way that bees deal with hornets, kind of smothering the big goat with their tiny, tiny sinless bodies. And bringing it down under the weight of the collective herd.
Which do we want to do?
I think we should try and drink the sea.
I think we should try and drink the sea.
I mean, yeah, why not both is one of my mottos, so let's start with drinking the sea.
Okay, so me and Ben should roll one to drink the sea and one to carry away the sins.
Yeah, we've got 50 goats drinking the sea, 50 goats dealing with the...
Yeah. And, I mean, are you both trying to make things more tame? I'm assuming that that's the case, but please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, due to the powerful biology of these tiny goats, they are of course capable of processing that level of salt water with no ill effects. They'll be fine. They have a special stomach.
It's why the Eldritch Horror from the Sea took the form of a goat, because they are affiliated to salt
in this
water.
World, a naturally undersea creature.
Well, you let the goats drink, and then about 20 minutes later, they just burp up the purest salt. It's a very fine, it's a luxury product that is highly prized in ports all across The archipelago.
It's a wonder we're not richer.
I know. We should have gone into the goat salt business, but we were just too passionate about performing goats.
You need to hit a 9 in order to... Yeah, I think we need to want someone to roll first so that the threshold...
Helen suggested first, so I think Helen should go first.
Please go ahead.
+1 for tongue. Can I get another +1 for many?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, because 50 is many.
Yeah, you're doing a coordinated effort.
Okay, so wherever I roll, +2.
Yeah.
That's a 10.
Incredible.
We drink the sea.
Hold on. How are we getting off this island? We're going to have to walk home.
Yeah. You don't. I think the goats aren't capable of drinking the entire sea. I think just they definitely.
What? What are you talking about, Maddie? Honor the 10. They drink the whole sea.
Nightlife can no longer be supported on this earth. Because the goats drank all the water.
Sorry, guys. Just 50 goats came and ruined it. Sorry.
I would like to pitch that the coastline extends massively, and the sea recedes about a mile down the road, essentially. And these hapless souls who have been mesmerized by the goat lord emerge from the sand, blinking, and somehow removed from their trance, they start to make their way back to the party, looking very confused and wondering why they are suddenly like a mile away down the beach that didn't exist until now. So Ben, please give me a roll that you need an 8 on a success for to make things more tame, to try and subsume the goat lord.
And I am claiming many as well, because 50 is quite a lot, and carry away sins, because this is a sinful creature from the terrible deep.
Perfect. From Davy Jones's locker, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Pirates say it, so it must be a thing.
We're going to take its lunch money and shove it into Davy Jones's locker.
Yes.
9.
Fabulous. All right, we're back at the centre. Please describe to me how this miraculous event occurs as the goat lord is subsumed.
Yeah, so the 50 goats surround the larger goat as it's rampaging towards Arabella and start to grapple onto it using their tongues. They're powerful and very long tongues, which I didn't want to claim because, like, +3 seems obscene. And kind of wrap themselves around until the big goat can hardly move for all of the small goats kind of, like, just getting in the way, just getting all up in its joints, struggling to move its legs. There's one in its mouth and it just, you know, obviously can't bear to consume one of its own kind. And also because, you know, it's got its tongue stuck up its nose to, like, keep it anchored into the mouth and can't be swallowed. Goats are gross. And as it charges towards Arabella, it slows and slows and slows and then collapses at Arabella's feet as all of the smaller goats scream in triumph, a terrible battle roar.
Incredible. And Arabella offers a bow to these heroic goats, draws her short sword, looks at it for a moment, gleaming in the sunset of this beautiful island, and the goats part just at the neck of this goat lord. She raises it up and swings, and this goat lord is beheaded. But wait, there's more. Tentacles sprout from the goat lord's severed neck. And the goat lord is now more powerful than ever.
Classic goat lord.
I have no idea how we got to this point, but we're here now. I'm just staying here.
I love it.
Seeing the creature beheaded and tentacles emerging from its neck hole. Oh. Edwin sort of sits up and I think she sort of like just cries out, I was deceived. That is no goat.
Yes, so these tentacles start to reach out towards Arabella's neck and try to throttle her. And you can see that the other tentacles are sensing their way around the rest of the wedding party looking for a fresh victim. So, but it's going for Arabella first, because she really angered the goat lord, or whatever, the tentacle lord now, I guess. So any actions you want to take with your goats?
Yes. Has it stood back up again?
Yes, it has stood back up. Its tentacles have kind of helped it to its feet.
The goats are going to link tongues, and like a small goat-sized set of bowlers, they're going to run around the legs of the giant goat and Empire Strikes Back style tie its legs together and try to mobilize it.
So incredible.
I would like to roll tongue, please.
Please do. You just need a 7 to succeed on this roll, and...
Yeah, I'm going to say this is a tame because it's a coordinated practiced action that they're taking rather
Fabulous.
Than a swarm. 7 exactly. Just got it.
Ooh, amazing. Okay. How is the horrible eldritch beast left at the end of this incredible display?
As I said, the goats join tongues in the little knots between two of them, and then you know, rush around, and more of them join, and they just mass, like swinging their tongues around the legs of the larger goat, pulling it together, almost kind of hog tying it a little bit, and it crashes to the sand on its side, and I think its tentacles have kind of reached the extent of their extension and are just shy of where Annabella is, like flapping vainly at her, but it is sort of held on the ground by the goats holding it in place.
The guests, now seeing that the tentacles have only a certain amount of reach, make sure that they have a safe distance away from this creature. The goat lord, the tentacle lord, whatever you want to call it, admits defeat and realizes that today is not its day, but it will be back. It will be back. It turns into this strange purple ooze and seeps into the sand, sinking back to the wells of water deep beneath the earth, where it is most at home. And the goats scream in triumph at their defeat for now. The guests are shocked and traumatized by this terrible event, but the wedding must go on. They've Henry Vince has put a lot of effort into organizing this day, and by goodness, he's going to make sure it gets to the end. So he kind of rounds everyone up and says, all right, well, that was a bit of a strange event to happen, but we're all alive, we're all safe, we've all got plenty of delicious food to eat, which I have prepared myself. So let's go to the tavern and have a delicious meal and forget any of this ever happened. So Vince gathers up everyone and ushers them towards the tavern. And just before we head there, I think it is time to end the episode for today. Thank you so much for coming with us on this bizarre journey. And we'll see what in the heckins happens next time. But for now, I need to ask my fabulous players where we can find them on the internet, starting with Helen.
Hello, you can find me on Twitter at Alecto101, that is Alecto101, where I post about what I'm up to.
Fabulous. And Pip?
I can be found at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter, where I will also be posting about whatever it is that I happen to be up to.
Grand. And Ben?
Oh, you can find me and my brother streaming every Sunday at 4 PM GMT on twitch.tv/thebrothersmeredith.
Fabulous. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Maddie_abstract, where I post links to all the things that I do as well. And looking forward to seeing you back next time for another episode of Chapter Multiverse. For now, from all of us here in the space between worlds, goodbye.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Maddie Searle, Tessa Vroom, and Kathy Rinella, with music by Nico Vertese. Thank you for listening.